Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph Halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel says, if the 40 fell on Shabbos, you check the chametz night of Erev Shabbos, which is the 13th, and you leave the chametz enough to eat till the 4th hour on Shabbos, and you put it in a hidden place, and the rest you mevarei before Shabbos. If it's left over from the chametz on Shabbos after the 4th hour, you mevatli, cover it, klitel matzah yom tov achron, and then you burn it. Says the Ravid, only by truma is mevayim shayar, but chulin is not mevayim at all. Only b'zman like rabbozer b'toyrich, rabbozer b'tzadik, they both hold like it v'chein ikar. The Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet says if you had many breads of truma, you have to burn them on Shabbos. You shouldn't mix the Torah with the tmei and burn them. He burns the Torah lots with tmei lots and the tluy them itself, and he puts the Torah enough to eat till the 4th hour on Yom Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Tofim Dalet Sifal says, the 14th that fell out on Shabbos, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you check the night of the 13th, and you provide everything in front before Shabbos, and you leave over meat, food for two meals until Shabbos, because Suda Shlishi is Zman after Mincha, then you can't make it. Not with Matzah, not with Chametz, not with Matzah Shira, and you have to do it before the 10th hour. The Moses and Aaron Dinas that were not like to eat Matzah Shira, as we see later on Tosan Ves Vidal Bagor, is Makar and Suda Shlishi with fruit or fish or meat, as we see later on Eshadagal Sivov Nagor. The Rambam Shaila Pekatan Perek Zayin Alacha Gimel says, someone's mafkid chomes by his friend and Pesach came, he shouldn't touch it until the 5th hour from the 14th day. And from here on, he goes out and sells it in the market, L'shaita, because of a show Svedi for the bottom. Who then other big donors should not touch, even though he knows Bavad that they will get cheap if it's one plenty, or the king will be ma'anas them, because maybe the owner will come and take their money. Shachnach Rechayim Sintafran Gimel Sevez, Yisrael that had in his hands the chametz of Yisrael, another Jew of Bekodin, should hold back till the 5th hour, and if he didn't come, the owners should sell it to a goy, and if he didn't sell it, it's chayiv to Mevarev, it's manasura, even if it's not chayiv Bachri Yusah. Whoever sells a bekadin of ibezdin, he sells it to others, and he doesn't sell it for himself because of the chashad. And the money has to be munichat, and he has a shush to use it. Therefore, he's on them Hashem Zachar, even though he didn't use them. The Rambam Matnas Arniyim Perek Tes Alachidal says, Gavet Zdaka that doesn't have a niyim to give food for, they gather the money didn't to others, or not for themselves. They can try to combine the small change. A gab of a big plate that doesn't have anything to give a chalak, he sells to others, not to himself, and you're not counting tzedakah with a gab of tzedakah, not with hekesh, not with the gizbon. Says, Achle yechoshu vayis makesa on asana yadu kibi b'munu moizun, and doing it honestly. Yerdei sumereshnum zayin siv bey says, a gab of tzedakah that doesn't have anything to give a chalak, they put together the money, dinner to others, but not for themselves, so they have to sell what they collect from the plate, they should sell to others, but not for themselves, because of chashad. And we don't count with tzedakah with a gab of tzedakah, not with hekesh, with the gizbon. Says, Lechashu sumash vashitnes, and kezol yadu losan loizam locha, kibi b'munu moizun, we don't hold them accountable. The Ramah says, "Bekalkan so should be nekim. Hashem says it's better to them to give them the cheshbon. It's all gaboy makshen, but someone's not kosher or is nismana with strength, he has to give a cheshbon. Who then all the anyone that's a moon on a tzibur when the one the tzibur wants to be mitzalak the gab and appoint someone else, and there is no chashad. Who then any other one that's appointed?" Says the Rambam, "Hilchos Shaila Bekadim Perek Zayin Alocha Aleph." A mafka pesach tzvayi shouldn't touch them, even if they're getting less and they get disintegrated. When is this? When they lose a chesaron? That's normal for every year. But it's more than a chesaron, he sells it in bezel because it's meishavid lebanon. And when he sells it, he should sell it to the kanav to make truma because maybe the bialim made truma. Truma smayis sell peres acheres. Says the ravid, and now in these places where we don't take out truma meisus, he sells it to whoever he wants. The Shochnar Chayshmish with Simanish Sadik Beis Sifte Zayin. Someone gives fruit by his friend and it got rotted, honey and it got ruined, wine and it got vinegar. He makes it takan for the Baal Pekon. If he's not in the city, he sells them a bezin. Even though they lie with the hefset, and the hefset is not spreading out, the baskets and the pitchers add on to the hefset. The Afiud Gimel with Beis, the Rambam Hechaz Beis Abchir Perkei Aloch Allah says, Harabais, which is and Haramaria, was 500 rams, 500 rams, and it was surrounded with a wall, and Kitin, Agav Kitin, there were little domes built underneath it, because of the Oil Atum, and everything was covered, Setya Lefnim, Setya was bleachers inside other bleachers. The Rambam, Hilchas Chagigah, Perek Beis, Aloch Yud Gimel, says a person shouldn't bring a Toyed on the 14th day because of Chametz in it, can't bring Kotcher Beis Absol, and if he brought it, is Yotzi Dechev Simchik, just like we explained. The Rambam, Hilchas Psudah, Mekdash, Perek Yud Beis, Aloch Yud Gimel, says, someone says, Arei Zu Toyed, and Arei Zeh Lachma, if the bread got lost, he brings other bread. If the Toyed got lost, he doesn't bring another Toyed, because the Lechem comes because of the Toyed, and the Toyed doesn't become the Glal HaLechem. The Rambam, Psudah, Mekdash, Perek Yud Zayin, Aloch Yud Ches, the last Aloch, two sheep of Shavuos, not Mekadosh Lechem, only with Shechita, for instance, the Shechtanim, and sprinkled the Bedom with the Machshava of a different name, the bread is not holy. Shechtan Shmon, and Zorak Dom Shalosh Shmon, the bread is Kaddish, Vein Kaddish. It's Kaddish that that it's possible, becomes possible, Lina, but it's not Kaddish, you can't eat it. Shechtan Shalosh Shmon, even though it's Zorak Lashmon, the bread does not become Kaddish. This is the end of the Halachas of Daf, Yud Gimel.